Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end of season sale is here and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor, and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Once you become an adult, I think that because we're in such a rush to become this version of ourselves that we see in our head like that, we think all these things have to be important at the same time. You really have to work on these things piece by piece by piece. What you're doing is literally changing like who you are, like at the root of you. Like we stretch ourselves thin when we feel like I have to be all these things right now, but it's like we have time to become the person.
I'm realizing, yo, it's okay to set small goals in certain areas. Yeah. If I could set that small goal and know I'm gonna be consistent in, I'd rather do that than set this big extreme goal that I know I'm not gonna be consistent enough to reach. And now I'm building trust in myself, knowing that, yeah, I know I'm a type of person that can reach my goals because I'm doing what I have to do this, instead of, oh, I never reach my goals, or every time I set a goal I never reach it.
Of you growing up in adulting, you do have to prioritize certain things, and so even just taking care of yourself in general, there's just some things that you're not gonna always be able to do or always have the luxury of being able to experience at the moment in time, because the thing that matters the most is your bills and paying it. But not getting too caught up just living check by check and just making sure that the bills get paid, you still got to live too.
Yeah.
Hey, what's good, y'all? Welcome to Growing Pains Podcast, where we talk about business and the life of a young adult. I'm Travion.
I'm Yanni.
Hey y'all, I'm Jada.
Bro, you be having a delay.
No, because I'm looking
at the camera.
Yeah.
Don't look.
No, because it was on me for Yanni. So that's why I was laughing. Why are you trying to come for me?
Go ahead.
Dang. Hey, y'all. Okay. Today we're talking about adulting.
Yeah.
Because it's ghetto around here. That come from pulling on that knob.
We gotta show you that TikTok.
No, for real. So how's being an adult?
Ghetto.
Very much ghetto. It's giving crying and screaming and throwing.
Every minute I'm questioning, why did I even want to be an adult?
Right.
I couldn't wait to grow up, and now I'm just like, Jesus.
Nah, I feel that.
How about you? You've been an adult for a long time. So tell us about your experience. It's been a minute. A long time coming. But I know a change is going to come. Go ahead.
You know it, Trey.
Go ahead.
Just because you was born in 2010.
2010 is crazy.
You just came out your daddy's same. Sack.
That is wild.
Yo.
Anyways, but nah, I have been thinking lately, like, dang, I'm really grown for real.
Yeah.
Like, I'm about to be 26. That's crazy. Like, what the heck?
But, do you feel like it was a turning factor for you at 25?
Yeah, a lot of people say when you turn 25, like,
the frontal lobe finishes developing.
They be like, your life is over.
I mean, no. I think 25 was a great year. I'm not going to lie. Since you didn't save, every year has been a great year. Mm-hmm. I see, like, a lot of growth every year. So, I'm proud of 25. I did my thing, you know, like, God did. But, I feel like it's just like constant lessons forever and ever and ever. Like, you never stop learning. You never stop growing. You never stop figuring things out. Mm-hmm. And so I honestly feel like that's all being an adult is. It's just like constant learning, you know?
Yeah.
And so I don't know. But lately, I guess to sum up how being an adult has felt was, or how being an adult has felt, I guess I would describe it as, I feel like I'm finally starting to get the hang of things. Like, I'm being like the things that I know I should be doing as an adult. Mm-hmm. I feel like I am getting like better at doing those things for a longer period of time, mm-hmm. or even just like, I don't know, things are clicking more.
Yeah.
So, like now I feel like I'm really starting to get the hang of being an adult, being responsible, more responsible, or whatever you want to say. But I don't know. That's where I'm at. Like, things finally starting to click and make sense. And so now I feel like I'm just trying to go and, like, put all the pieces together since things are starting to make more sense now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I agree. I'm like, did y'all see that clip, the video Arrington posted of him saying, do keto, work out 3 times a day. Wake up at 8 a.m. Yeah. That's how I feel right now.
No, definitely.
Like, doing everything at one time. It feels like, I don't like being spread thin, right? Mm-hmm. And it feels like you got to keep up with every single... I feel like since it's so new to me, it's like, okay, keep up here, keep up here. Oh, wait, you got to go over here. Oh, wait, do this. Make sure you keep over here. Oh, work out. Oh, you got to make sure you do... And sometimes it can feel so overwhelming because it's like you're learning all these different lessons at one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just like, feel like a smack in the face.
No, for real. Real quick. If you're not subscribed to the channel, what are you doing? Tap in.
Tap in, twin. Take a 5-second break and go subscribe.
Exactly. We got so much on our channel, y'all. We got blogs. We got challenges. We got silent library. We got everything. So what are you doing?
Like, what are you doing?
Go subscribe right
what
now.
What are you doing? Go subscribe.
Go stand on business.
Stand on business. Yeah.
Let's get back into the episode.
It be feeling like somebody slapping me on my neck every morning.
Bro,
like, get up.
It's like,
let me slap you at the top of the day. Let me ruin your day as soon as you start.
Breathe?
No, for real. And it's just, it be a lot. No, I got to know my blood type. I got to know what things I can't eat. What this, going to the gym. I got to meet up with friends. Go to a party this one day. I got to pay this bill, pay this invoice, answer this message, answer this phone
call.
Work
out. Have a good diet. Travel here, do this, work on this.
And for me, it's like the diet and the working out and stuff, I feel like that's important for me now because who want a big bag?
Nobody.
Like that, it's just so many things. You got to really find your rhythm and flow of like what you want for your life and the decisions that you make. It reminds me of this one quote, like, you're born looking like your parents, but you die looking like your decisions. Yeah. And so I'm being intentional or working towards being intentional about making the right decisions for my life as to what I want. I don't want a big back in the casket. Like, I don't want them to have to expand the size and stuff like that. And I'm not trying to be funny, but it's just like, it's
exactly,
really real.
Exactly, because some people out there really had a big back
but
in the
I'm talking
casket,
about me.
Talking about them.
I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about me. I don't want my back to be big in the casket. I don't want them to have to drop me or be like, oh, Lord. You get what I'm saying? So I'm not saying it in a bad way. I'm talking about for my life, my decisions. that's what I'm saying. I'm saying my decisions. I'm not talking about nobody else. I'm talking about Travion.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, yeah, that's just really something for me that I just, one thing that's very important to me is being like a man of my word. Even if it take me some time what's the word I'm looking for? Even if it take me some time to fulfill my word, then you know, it'll take time, but I always want to make sure that I fulfill my word. Even prime example, my cousin, he had released a clothing brand and I told him I would buy the shirt. I never bought the shirt. It's been like 2-3 months.
That's crazy.
But I bought it today. I told him that. She was about to go in because like, look at you. But once I was reminded that I never bought it, and I did in fact tell him that I was going to buy one, mm-hmm. I told him to bring it because I want to be a person of my word. I don't want anybody to think like, oh, you didn't fulfill this and fulfill that. And so yeah, that's very important to me because I care.
That's real.
I feel like as you're becoming an adult or just stepping more into adulthood, I feel like everything doesn't have to be important all at the same time. Like how you said, work out, eat right, do this, get enough sleep, hang out with friends. I don't think everything has to be equally important at the same time, because I feel like once you really do become an adult, it's no longer like, oh, my parents are molding me. Like as a child, your parent and a teenager, your parents are molding you into whoever you're going to be. They're molding you into an adult. Regardless if they're being intentional about it or not, they're molding you. But now, once you become an adult, now you are, like, taking the mold and you are molding yourself. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be hard to fix all parts of the mold all at once. And I think that because we're in such a rush to become this version of ourselves that we see in our head like that, like, immediately I want to be this person that I see in my head, we think all these things have to be important at the same time. But you really have to work on these things like piece by piece by piece. Like what you're doing is literally changing like who you are, like at the root of you. Like you're changing your actual lifestyle. You're changing who you are as a person. Like you're making yourself a person who makes time for friends. You're making yourself a person who eats right. You're making yourself a person who likes to work out. Like these are not just things that you could say, I'm going to do all these things and I'm going to do them well right now. Mm-hmm. But instead, we have to look at it as, okay, right now, it's all about working out. Of course, we still have work and stuff like our businesses. But right now, I just want to get really good at working out. And then eventually, that's going to become a part of who you are. Like for me with journaling, that is a part of who I am. Mm-hmm. Like it was first something I wanted to be a habit. Now that is just a part of who I am. Same, you could say the same thing with praying. Maybe at first that's something that you were trying to like build as a habit, but eventually it just becomes like who you are. And so I feel like we stretch ourselves thin when we feel like I have to be all these things right now. But it's like we have time to become the person. We don't have to become the person all by the time that we're 22, 23. We can take time working on each part of ourselves and becoming and evolving into who we want to be. It doesn't have to all be like right now.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like that's something I needed to hear, because I am the type of person where it's like, I need to do everything right now. I need to work on everything. Mm-hmm. I need to work on every single area right now. I need to work out. I need to make sure I'm reading my Bible every day, which I do need to do that. But it's even other things like I wake up at 6 a.m. every day. You gotta, you know, and then also it's to the extremes too.
No, for real.
So it's not only about working on every area, but I'm also working on every area in the most extreme way.
Yeah.
I'd be like, start waking up at 6 in the morning tomorrow.
Exactly.
Like, relax, bro.
Instead of building there, you know? Yeah. So I did need to hear that because, yeah, that's how I am.
And you decide what's the most important right now.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, even with me, like, for an example, right, me working out, that is something I know I want to make it to be a lifestyle. Like, I don't so much have, like, a goal, but I know I want it to be a lifestyle, and it's always been something I struggle being consistent in. Mm-hmm. But just recently, I'm like, okay, I used to always say, like, 4 times a week, 3 times a week. I'm like, yo, if my goal is to be consistent, 2 times a week is cool right now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because I know that's something I can set and be consistent in. Mm. So it's like I'm realizing, yo, it's okay to set small goals in certain areas.
Yep.
If that means, if I can set that small goal and know I'm going to be consistent in it, I'd rather do that than set this big, like, extreme goal that I know I'm just not going to be consistent enough to reach, you know?
That part.
And also it builds like my trust with myself, because I'm like, okay, if I can set a bite-sized goal that I know I'll be able to digest. And now I'm building trust with myself, knowing that, yeah, I know I'm a type of person that can reach my goals because I'm doing what I have to do this, instead of, oh, I never reach my goals. Or every time I set a goal, I never reach it. Because now I'm changing the way I do things, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So I have a question for y'all. What is a life-altering moment that happened that made you come to the reality of being an adult?
What, that made me realize, oh, I'm an adult for
real
like,
now? Oh, I'm adulting for real. Like, in a life experience?
I'm thinking. I feel like I've had a lot of those, multiple, I'll say, but I'm thinking.
That's good. Do you have one?
Yeah.
I'm thinking. That was a question for y'all to answer while I think.
Yo, sheesh. It's a ton. I would say, you know, paying bills on time. You got to meet the deadline for that if you want good credit. So if you want good credit, you got to make sure that that's the priority in your life. Sometimes you got to cut out going out with friends, or sometimes you got to cut out buying them sneakers. One thing I'll never forget that a teacher had told me was, these kids, they were making fun of somebody who didn't have all the sneakers and on the all the clothes as myself and, you know, other people did. And so one day he just stood up for the kid and was like, you know, life is going to really hit y'all. And I wasn't a part of them joking about the person, but he was just talking to all of us in general. And he was just saying, one day life is going to really hit y'all because y'all are joking on this kid right now. But the reason why y'all have what y'all have is because of y'all parents, not because of your foot in the bill for these sneakers and these luxury things that y'all have. So y'all got to be grateful for it now, because when life start hitting and you get older, you can't buy every pair of sneakers right away when you want to. You can once you start to succeed and you're able to just spend without having to worry about where's your next check is going to come from. But in those growing periods, those growing pains of you growing up in adulting, you do have to prioritize certain things. And so when it comes with having a child, when it comes to even just taking care of yourself in general, there's just some things that you're not going to always be able to do or always have the luxury of being able to experience at the moment in time, because the thing that matters the most is your bills and paying it. But not getting too caught up and being an extremist and just paying your bills and just living check by check and just making sure that the bills get paid. You still got to live too.
That's real. That's really good.
Yeah.
I feel like I've had multiple moments where I just realized the weight of the responsibility that I have. And those are always moments that make me think, like, dang, I'm really an adult. Like, even I'll say, this is a good moment, and it still goes along with what I just said. I want to say when I was 19, I had my first, or maybe 20, like 19, 20, I had my first moment where I finally realized, dang, my life is how it is because of me. Like, everything that happens in my life, like, all the results, it's literally because of me. It's because of my decisions. And I finally took accountability, like, responsibility for my life. For the longest, I was always just like, oh, man, if my dad would have helped me with college or whatever, if my dad would have been nicer or whatever, I would say. I used to be like, oh, if he would have did this, if he would have been more supportive, my life would be so much better. But it's just like, no, this is your life. It doesn't matter what happened in the past. This is still your life. And so I think that the moments where after that happened, like I had that awareness moment, there are sometimes where it feels like the weight of the load that's on me is like so heavy. It's like so much stuff relies on me. And in those moments, I'd be like, man, like I'm really an adult. Like, Okay, I'm going to say this from two point of views. I'll think, like, if I don't hold this weight up, everything is going to just fall and crumble. Like, it feels like so much is relying on me. But something I had to remind myself recently was, God, this is why I just cast everything back to you. Like, this is why all this weight that is on me, I just give it right back to you. Because me bearing all of this weight, it's just going to be a lot. But when I do have those moments, that is the stuff that makes me really realize, like, dang, I'm an adult for real, you know?
That's really good. For me, I'll say the moment that I'm like, dang, I'm really an adult for real is when I moved out here. Because I'm like, dang, under anybody's roof no more. So I got to do my own grocery shopping. I got to do my own cleaning. Even though I always, like, clean myself and mm-hmm. did my own groceries. But it's like, now I got to do it for real, or else it really won't get done at mm-hmm. all. You know? And also, it's like, okay, now my money, I really got to manage my money, because if I don't, I'm not going to have nowhere to stay. You know? Yeah. Whereas before, it's like, okay, you know, you overspend a little bit. It's cool because, you know, you really don't got no bills for real. Mm-hmm. But now it's like, no, I have to mm-hmm. if I want a roof over my head. So, yeah, even like the...
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The management, I will say, I'm realizing being a good manager is needed in adulting, because if you're, whatever you don't manage will go to waste. That's right. And so now I'm like, okay, I got to, not even just money, but even my time. I'm like, mm-hmm. okay, if I spend too much time in the wrong area, I'm going to be successful at the wrong thing. And yeah. I'm like realizing, and now as I'm like I said, I think it was the other episode I was saying how I'm dealing. No, it was the go-getter Mondays, the 5-minute Mondays. Mm-hmm. I was saying how, like, I'm in a season where I'm dealing with certain decisions, bad decisions I made from the past. And, yeah, so I'm realizing, like, the importance of management is needed, especially if you want growth as an adult, especially mm-hmm. if you want God to bless you with more as an adult. He's not going to bless you with more if you're not a good manager. Yeah. So,
true.
Yeah. What's up, y'all? Real quick, I know you guys are enjoying this episode, but I just want to speak to all my Christian streetwear brand owners. So, as you guys know, and if you don't, I have my own Christian streetwear brand called Wise Label. And in my journey of 3 years of owning this brand, I have experienced a lot of ups and downs, highs and lows. I've experienced wanting to cry, scream, and throw up. I've experienced it all. But the thing is, I've been able to bounce back off of that. And I know even you watching this video, you may be at a point where you want to start your clothing brand, where you want to grow it, where you feel stuck, where, you know what I'm saying, you feel like you want to 10x in it. And I know exactly how you feel. So I actually launched my first ebook. In this ebook, I put every single lesson, every single hardship, every single tip that I've got in this brain in this book. It's filled with game. And on top of that, I am starting one-on-one mentorship. And this is going to be for my brand owners that feel like they want exclusive help with me. For this, it's only going to be a few people before the ebook. It's open for everybody. It's definitely going to be an investment you won't regret. So if you're interested, the link is in the bio. Now let's get back into this episode.
So how do y'all begin to, how do y'all wake up every day and strive to keep managing it all? Because some people, I think of in this aspect. So my dad not being in my life, I feel like that was him not being able to manage being a father. And I don't blame him for that. Yeah. But now being an adult of my own, I understand, oh, life really hard. So I can see why you left and did your thing.
Forget
them kids. You feel me? Like, I can see why you walked away, because I would have. Not say that I would walk away from my kids in the future.
Y'all,
but
I'm trying to say that if you have a baby by him.
No. For real, don't say that. Don't say that. Don't say that. Don't say that. I would never. But yeah, I can see why my dad walked away, because Jesus, these. The lifestyle
life
that
be
life be life in. So I'm not saying I would ever be a deadbeat. That's not something funny for me. But I'm so serious. But yeah, with that being said, I can see why certain people begin to just give up on themselves. Not even from the aspect of being a deadbeat parent, but also from the aspect of giving up on themselves and just doing, creating habits for themselves that don't help them grow. So having drug addictions, or getting addicted to alcohol, or indulging in gambling, doing things that freeze your mind, because all of those things are just entertainment to get you distracted from what is actually a priority to do. So back to the question, what helps you strive to get up and manage your life and continue to try to be better?
I would say, good question. Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not gonna lie, I feel like it really just gotta be in you, for real.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know how to say, like, oh, how to put that, like, really, resilience is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know how to tell someone how to be resilient. Because some people are and just some people aren't. There are people who, when their back is against the wall, they gonna fold every time. Mm-hmm. And there are some people, when their back is against the wall, they gonna push back. And so when I think about managing it, I want to quit all the time.
No, for real.
Literally, I want to give up multiple times.
No, for real.
But I literally think to myself, girl, what are you going to do?
Right.
Like, literally, you don't got a college degree. Like, what are you going to do?
No plan B.
And it's just like, you done already built this whole life. You know, fashion designer, all these connections and... You done built a whole life. Like, this is your life. What do you, like, if you quit, then what? Like, that's the thing. So, I can be as upset as I want, or even as disappointed as I want in how things are. And not saying that's always the case, but just, you know, when you have those low moments. But regardless, it's just like, I'm just not going to give up. So, managing it... managing life, I don't think will ever be easy, because things are always going to happen in life. One day, like, I know it's sad to talk about, but our parents won't be here. Like, that's going to be a hard thing to manage. One day we're going to have kids, and the first time that they get sick, we're going to get really, really scared, because it's like, oh my gosh, like, that's going to be hard to manage. Even for you and me, Yanni, one day we're going to get pregnant and have to have a kid. Yeah. That's going to be really hard to manage. So I don't think that it's ever a way to say this is the easy way to manage life. It's just, you have to become a very resilient person, and you just got to be like, no matter what, I'm going to keep going. Even though stuff is hard as heck right now, I'm just going to keep pushing. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to get up every day. I remember it would be days, bruh. I wake up and I just look at the ceiling. And I just be like, I don't want to do today. Like, I don't want to go through today. But I'm going to just still get up and go through today. Because it's like, what else am I about to do? And so, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know how you become a resilient person. But if you're wondering, how do I manage life right now? That's what you need. And also know that everybody is going through life. And I don't say that to be insensitive. Mm-hmm. But everybody is going through some hard stuff. You could ask every single person that you walk by on the street. You could ask every single person, what is something that you are dealing with right now? Or everybody can say something hard that they're dealing with, or what is something hard that you've been through. So you're not alone, but what you will be, I guess, alone in is not even alone, but either you're going to be on the side of people who push through, or you're going to be on the side of the people who give up. So
for sure.
That would be my take.
For sure. That's really good. I definitely say it's a mindset thing. Like, being able to get up and manage every day, you have to have it in you. Like Jada said, and I would say, for the only way I'll be able to help you know how to manage is by telling you work on your mindset. Mm-hmm. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Yeah. So I was actually listening. My favorite Miles Monroe video, if y'all go search it up, go on YouTube and search up after this. Search up Miles Monroe, Eagles and Lions. My favorite video by him. And in this video, he's talking about the two different types of people, that the two different animals God compares himself to, right? The eagle, and he was saying how God compares himself to an eagle because the eagle has a great vision, and lion because of the mindset of the lion, right? And he was saying how the mindset of a lion is so vicious, where in comparison, okay, so he said the elephant, right? Elephant has the mindset of a sheep. And he was saying how an elephant has a mindset of the sheep in the presence of a lion. And he was saying how, although the elephant is bigger than the lion is going to take the elephant down every time because of the mindset the lion has, right? So even like with the lion, he was saying how when a lion is in that, when the elephant is in lion's, the lion is in the presence of an elephant, the lion thinks lunch. He yeah. isn't thinking anything else. He's not scared. He doesn't get fearful. He's saying, this is my lunch. Yeah. Whereas the elephant, he has the mindset of a sheep, and the elephant's going to run away. And so I feel like that taught me to have a winner's mindset. Yeah. Like, whenever I'm faced with a problem, that's lunch. Like, and something Myron Golden said that stuck with me is how he was saying when he was younger, he was working on a car with his dad, and he was saying how he ran into a problem, and he was saying how his dad told him, you have a brain, this problem doesn't. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times we let the problem defeat us, or the lack of management defeat us, when really all you have to do is change your mindset. And so, yeah, like now whenever I'm faced with a problem or, you know, just discouragement or anything like that, I just know it's a problem with me. It's not so yeah. much the problem, but it's me. Like, God is trying to make me a bigger person. Mm-hmm. This is not just this is not a big problem. I'm just a small person.
Yes, yes.
You
bro.
Know what I'm saying?
Yes, that is
so,
true.
Yeah, I would say work on your mindset and work on your management skills. And, yeah, what about you, Trey?
Yeah, I would say definitely just being mindful. I had seen this thing that Jim Rohn was saying. He was just simply saying that, like, life doesn't start with inspiration. It starts with education. So once you know exactly what you need, what you need in order to elevate your life, you can then start making a routine or making a plan as to what you can do in order to make a change for your life, because everything comes back to you. I believe that you are the common denominator in your life, and so you have to be willing to make those changes. And as I said, how some people, they go to drugs, alcohol, and all of these things in order to look for something out external that they can fix internally. You can sometimes live in misery where you just give up completely on your life and you're just so miserable. You don't have no good energy, a good spirit. You're not joyous about how you live. You're not joyous at the fact that you even got a chance to wake up this morning. So showing that gratitude. One thing that I know Donnie Wiggins had mentioned before is she sets a timer, and she sets a timer that shows what's one thing that she can be grateful for of the day. And so making sure that you stay in that sense of gratitude in order to keep going, in order to keep at the forefront of your mind, like, okay, I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful if you got kids. I'm grateful that my kids are alive. I'm grateful that, you know, I have friends and family in my life and all of those things. So making sure that you're doing the things that's necessary in order to keep yourself in a good spirit, have a childlike spirit as you're living, and doing the things that's necessary. The last thing that I could say is, people, they make decisions and they don't take accountability. And so within that, you have to take accountability for what it is that you're doing and being able to just focus. That's the overall point of managing things. I know, as you mentioned, Jada, like with having a bunch of stuff that you want to achieve, you don't have to do it all at once. And so if you could just focus on one or two things that can start to build that habit, it'll just become routine for you. And then you just keep going and overall just keep adding on to your life as you continue to grow. So I think that pretty much sums up the episode.
Yes, this is good.
Very good.
Yeah.
Now let's get into Make It Make Sense.
Why was that awkward?
Where we give advice.
I thought you were about to go.
Gonna say the question.
Oh, good.
Well, let's get to Make It Make Sense, where we give young advice. Say not. Advice to young adults growing through life. Jada Waita, take it off.
So, y'all, today's question is, I have been feeling guilty about lies I told years ago. Should I own up to them even though the people have already moved on? What y'all think?
I have a Bible verse I want to pull up so you guys can answer it real quick.
Okay. What do you think, Trey?
I think that if it's something that is detrimental to the relationship, like maybe... I don't know why this scenario is coming to my mind. Maybe because of the conversation I was having with the guy in the Uber. But, mm-hmm. you know, you slept with somebody's wife or something. Like, that's something to obviously tell somebody.
For sure, yeah.
But if it's like, if it's a lie that's not really
like
necessary
big,
to
like,
bring up.
So what if it was like, a couple years ago, you took $100 from somebody.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's
and
something
you never said nothing.
I feel like that's something to tell somebody. Those things where there's a character flaw, that's definitely something to mention to somebody, because now you're allowing them to live and know, like, they choose to make the decision whether they still want to have a relationship with you and still want you in their lives. Now, some things I can say, everybody got skeletons in a closet, and there's just some things that people will take to the grave. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah. You know, I just don't know. If it's really heavy on your heart, if you're feeling convicted of it, I believe you should speak on it.
Yeah, I agree. Like, if it feels heavy on your heart, yes, say something. But I think even with lighthearted lies, people are still going to care. I remember with my ex, at the beginning of our relationship, he had the ugliest haircut in the whole world, and I hated it, but I would tell myself, I know he is fine. It's just this haircut is so ugly. Yo. And he would ask me, he'd be like, you like my haircut? And I'd be like, I should do, Bookie. Like, you look so good. And it wasn't until like maybe a year later he finally cut it off. And I was like, I'm so happy you cut that haircut off. I was like, it was so ugly to me. And he was like, I was getting this haircut for you. Like, yeah. He was like, so you've been telling me this whole time that you like the haircut and the whole time you didn't like it. And he really felt some type of way about that for like a while. Yeah. And so, but even that's considered like something small, but it was like something that he still cared about. Right. So I think regardless if it's like, a small lie or a big lie, I think it's good to like just tell people if you're in a place where you're even asking, oh, should I tell somebody that I lied to them a couple years ago? That shows that you've probably matured since then. So I say, why not own up and tell them like, hey, I did this a couple years ago. I'm sorry. I'm just not saying it, but this is what happened. And then let them decide. Like you said, let them decide how they want to move from here.
Yeah, for sure.
Those are some high integral answers. I'm glad y'all answered that. But yeah, no, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say, if you're even asking a question, if you should tell them and you're saying you feel guilty, then yes, you should. Because it's just going to keep eating you up and eating you up and eating you up.
Right.
And then James 5, it remind me of this Bible verse, James 5:16. It says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. So like here it says, confess your sins to each other. Like, you know, a lot of times when we confess what we're dealing with, what's eating us up, it actually ends up setting us free. So yeah, I would say if it's eating you up, definitely say something.
Yeah, for sure. One thing Jim Rome has said was to let life touch you, but don't let it kill you. And so definitely let life touch you. Go through the experiences, go through the challenges. We all human. We got to make mistakes. But especially if you intend on, I mean, we should all intend on living long. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like living a long, fulfilled life. Like I'm trying to be 90 in a PG club watching somebody on a pole making it roll. You feel me? So.
Hey, go ahead, bruh.
But nah, I'm playing. But like, you really just got to take life easy. Like, don't be too hard on yourself. You know, you're going to have some challenges. It's going to be pressure, but keep it going. You feel me?
That's real.
Yes.
Well, yeah. This is a good episode.
It definitely was. I like this episode.
Me too.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely, y'all can. What should I comment down below?
Oh yeah, because we didn't say a word for the last one.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Comments.
What did we talk about again?
We talked about like adulting and mature. Yeah. They just comment adulting.
Yeah,
I feel like comment. Adulting. I'm an adult! Exclamation point!
Why should one person really comment that? But nah, just comment adulting in the comments below.
Let them know. Adulting is cool. You guys can follow us on social media. We be going live and we're doing cool stuff. We be posting good clips and stuff and content on our social media. So Growing Pains Pod on TikTok and Instagram. And if you guys want to sow a seed into what we got going, you can cash app us at $GrowingPainsPod as well. Y'all can follow me at Yanni Bratcher and DM me if you want any mentorship in your clothing brand. And then y'all can follow my clothing brand at Wise Label.
Period.
Yeah, you can follow me at Roy Travion and my creative agency at Roy T Made It. We got some dope creative photos and we got some tees on the way. Roy tees. Let's get it.
And y'all can follow me at I Am Jada Ellis. That's my main. And then my couture fashion brand Instagram is at Jael Official. And I'll be doing a relaunch real soon. So make sure you
big
stay
relaunch.
For that.
Big relaunch.
The big one. Heck? Not the little.
Get into it.
But all right, y'all. Bye.
That's it. Y'all. Let's get it.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even. like your efforts are futile and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.